Let me up and let me stand. My faith on hell, a stable land. Higher plane than I have found. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I left off last time in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25, where it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." And I mentioned the fact that there's many people who are lying to us today who are in leadership capacity. These people lie by misleading individuals in believing that I mentioned abortion the last time. They lie to people by saying that abortion is not murder. Abortion is murder because you're murdering an unborn human being, an unborn child. And I made mention last time about the fetus. Don't fall for that. That is a baby. They use the word fetus to kind of separate us from the reality that that is a human being, that that is a real person, that the mother is carrying a baby, a human being that is being butchered by abortion. And we need to be praying for these people that God can save the people who are doing the abortions and advocating abortion. God can save them, and we need to pray for them that God will reach down and touch their hearts. I believe that they will have no excuse when they stand before God at the white throne judgment. And by the way, God is Jesus Christ and he will be the judge. I pray that those people would get saved so that they would not be standing there when they're cast in the lake of fire because it's not because they had killed unborn babies. It's because they refused Jesus Christ as Savior. But if there is a place in hell, a place in the lake of fire, where people will be, in other words, they're judged as to what they've done into this life, there's degrees of punishment possibly, I've heard people say that, then they will have the deepest region, I believe, in the lake of fire. They will be tormented forever and ever, as I believe as no one else will be tormented. They will receive the judgment of God, of Jesus Christ, pronounced upon them that time at the white throne judgment. Don't let anybody try to tell you that that abortion is an issue for the Democrats, the Republicans, for the independents, for the whoever the group is. Don't let them try to tell you that it's just that. It is going against the law of God. And the law of God says that every human life is worth saving. Every human life Jesus Christ came and gave his life for. So don't let anyone try to tell you that abortion is not murder. It is murder of the highest degree. And we need to pray for these people who are performing these ungodly abortions today. Help them to come to a saving knowledge. Well, let me go back now and recap something here in verse 25 of Ephesians chapter 4. Once again, it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Wherefore, putting away lying. Lying was a vice that was very common among the heathen in Paul's day. And I made mention before that it's possible that the Ephesians, the people at the Ephesus church, it's possible that some of them were still living as the old person. They were still lying. They were doing things that was wrong, and Paul's trying to straighten them out. And Paul the Apostle now exhorts them. This is people who have been converted to Christianity. He actually exhorts them to speak the exact truth one to another. Don't lie. And he adds a forcible reason for it. It's because they were members one of another, not only as Christians, but also that of human society. And notice, deceit dissolves the bond of human society. And I believe that there would possibly be no sin more unfit in a Christian, more inconsistent with grace, more abominable to God, more like unto the devil, more injurious and prejudicial to human society than the sin of lying. And not only does society need trustworthiness towards each other and mutual confidence in each other, so do the members of a local church congregation. That society that makes up the congregation of a local church, there should be no lying going on there. There should be no deceit going on there within that local congregation. The Old Testament speaks of truth. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 16 says, "These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates." That means wherever you're at, Zechariah is saying, wherever you're at, you need to be telling the truth. It makes no difference where you're at. The judgment of truth and peace should be everywhere on your lips. You need to be truthful with your neighbor. You need to be truthful with every person that you come into contact with. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Mercy and truth. Proverbs 12, 17. "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit." Proverbs 16, 6. "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil." You see that last verse I read, Proverbs 16, 6. "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged. When you come to God, when you came to God, you admitted the truth. You admitted that you were a sinner and you needed salvation, that you needed Jesus Christ. And it was through his mercy that he saved you. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. God wants us to tell him the truth, not only to get saved, but after we are saved, we need to tell the truth, not only to God, be truthful with God. He knows when you're lying, of course. But we need to be truthful with everybody we come into contact with. I want to read that verse again, Proverbs 16, 6. "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, done away with. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." It's a reverential fear. It's a fear of knowing that who God is, and he is the creator. He's the one who controls everything. We need to be living in the fear of God today. That is, this world needs to fear God, because payday's coming, and it's going to be a time that is something that man has never experienced before. And I believe that the tribulation period is just around the corner. Now, people have said that for years. I know that. But I believe it's closer now, and it has to be closer now than it was yesterday. That the tribulation period is coming when men and women will live more like the devil than they are today. They'll be living more like the devil because the Holy Spirit's, his actions will be changed during that time. Right now, the Holy Spirit comes to convict men's hearts. He comes to live with us who are saved. He's within us right now. But during that time of the great tribulation, there'll be a time of that nobody has ever seen before. It's going to be a time of fear. It's going to be a time when men will shake their fist in the face of God, and they will curse God. And God is giving them an opportunity even then to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit's ministry will change. He will come upon those whom he chooses and those he does not. Now, I'm not saying that God chooses certain individuals to be saved and certain to be lost. He chooses all people to be saved. But it's sad that all people won't be saved because they do not choose Jesus Christ, even during the tribulation period. It's a time of Jacob's trouble. It's worse during the last 3.5 years. And as we think of this, we need to be telling other individuals that Jesus saves right now, so that they will not be here during that awful time of Jacob's trouble. Notice Proverbs 16:6 again, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil." Some people do not think that we need to be telling others about hell. We do not need to be telling people about the life hereafter. They say that we're trying to scare people into heaven and out of hell. Well, if that's what it takes, that's what I want to do. I want to tell people the glories of heaven and the awfulness of hell. People need to know the truth, and you and I need to stand up for the truth and not be liars with our tongues or with our lives. But we need to be telling other individuals Jesus saves. Proverbs 23:23 says, "Buy the truth," that's B-U-Y, "buy the truth and sell it not." Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Don't take anything for the truth. Don't turn from the truth, but give the truth out the way it is. Don't deviate from telling the truth. David asked a question in Psalm 15 and verse 1. It says there, a Psalm of David, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?" Well, David goes on to answer the question in Psalm 15:1 in verse 2. He says this, "He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart." He answered the question of who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in thy holy hill. You see, it's possible for a saved person to get away from the Lord. Now, I didn't say you're lost on your way to hell. I said it's possible for you to get away from the Lord, for you to turn your back on the Lord. He never gets away from you. He's always there. But it's through sin that creeps into our lives that sometimes we walk away from the Lord. But David said, "He that walketh uprightly, doing right and worketh righteousness, speaketh the truth in his heart," that's who's going to abide in the tabernacle. In other words, you're going to have communion with the Lord. You're going to be able to talk with him in prayer. You're going to be able to go to the Word of God and read it and understand what it's saying, because you're walking in truth. You're living like God wants you to live. And the Bible says that you, as a saved person, you have the great opportunity of not only talking to the Lord daily, by the minute, you not only have that opportunity, you have the opportunity of letting him speak to you through his word. I cannot emphasize that enough, that you need to be talking with him and you need to be letting him talk to you through his word. Well, John the Apostle, even in the New Testament, you say, well, you've read the Old Testament about truth and mercy. What about the New Testament? Well, John the Apostle, by the inspiration of God, makes a statement in 1 John 2:21. He says, "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." You see, even unsaved people, they know a lie. They know how to lie. That's an ingrained thing within a human being. The lying is there. And you don't have to be taught how to lie, because it's there. And John says, "I have not written to you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." People know how to lie, but they need to come to the truth, and they need to be living the truth. And the saved person needs to be living by the Word of God. That saved person needs to be living the truth today. We who are saved have no excuse when it comes to lying, because we know the truth, Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I pray that you as a Christian today are being blessed of God. And might I say, you may have sickness, you may have something going on, you may not think you're blessed, but you are blessed of God today because you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's no greater life than the Christian life. And I didn't say you're not going to have some problems. The Christian life is the best life of all. Be serving God today. Serve him with all of your might.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.